My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Anderson.
House smoked pulled, but you went with chicken. Yeah. House smoked chicken.
Yep.
House made Carolina barbecue slaw, brioche, house barbecue. Serve with kettle chips. That's what you got.
Here's the thing, chicken sandwich. I'm seriously loved Hop Lot so much that I may change vacation plans.
Gonna move your spot to Sutton's Bay now?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we're gonna sell our house. But it was so good. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jeff. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Good. Great show, first off.
Thank you.
So I'm sitting here at lunch, and I'm listening to the talk about the scams.
Yeah.
And just yesterday, or Saturday night, I was looking at vans on Marketplace. So I reach out to this guy, send a message. It's in Livonia. If you can see me, yada, yada, yada. He replies back, yeah, you can see it. Shoot me your phone number, and I'll call you on a time. And immediately I'm thinking to myself, why do I need to shoot you my phone number? We're already communicating through Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I had heard from, I'm a little bit older, some younger folks, and I don't keep up on a lot of this, but they, if somebody gets a hold of your phone number, through, like, you send it to them through a text, there's something where they might be able to shut and lock up your phone.
Yeah.
But I don't know all the details on that. So I immediately just sent back and said, well, just shoot me a message, and I'll meet you there in 15 minutes tomorrow then. Never heard back from the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it because, you know, I tend to believe and trust people, but I'm glad I thought of this early because there was a little bit of, these apartments are too good to be true, but they are sublets and people are just trying to get out from under leases. So maybe they're eating some of the costs. And
well, you know what?
But when they
the
started
van
wanting,
was too good to be true.
There you go.
The van was too good to be true also. And that's because when my wife found it and I'm like, God, that doesn't add up because I've been looking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it had all the right. I just told my wife, I said, this guy won't get back with me. And he never did. So,
yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, that's
people suck.
I hate hearing this, man.
People do suck. Because today, like I said, I went to show Kang the listing before the show of one of these apartments that was listed that wanted us to, quote, start the process before we even saw the place. And when I went to look at it, the link had, you know, to a Facebook page, something went wrong. The page had been taken down, which means they probably took somebody else's money and shut everything down. And it just sucks. Mm. But no surprise. It's just another way to scam people.
Well, yeah. And each scam becomes more and more elaborate, and the technology involved is frightening. AI scares the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you get older and you're not up on the technology as much, you're more susceptible. And I put myself in that category. I'm only going to buy stuff face to face. I'm never going to send my credit card again.
Well, anyway, enough about that. Lions. Lions get a win over the Chiefs 24-23 on a Jake Bates walk-off field goal.
Wait, they won the game?
They did win the game.
But Mahomes went behind the back.
Mahomes went behind the back, and I think that's worth 7 points alone. But the Lions were able to overcome that. And hey, got themselves a win. So a few things, a bunch of questions going into the preseason. And let's run down some of them. You can't answer everything in the preseason. But one of the questions was, can Jake Bates handle the kicking duties? And there has been good and there has been bad. The missed extra point is a problem. You want to kick, you want to be 100% on extra points, and many of us grew up in a world where you were 100% on extra points. But he also was perfect on field goals, 4 for 4, he hit a 55-yarder, and he kicked and made a game winner. Is there something to be said for missing an extra point and then coming right back and hitting, I think he hit 2 field goals after that, including the game winner. Like, once you've missed an extra point, if you miss another kick after that, we might be hearing that the Lions are signing a free agent kicker today, right?
Yeah, that's going to that's not going to sit well if that happens. But he did make the next kick, and then he made the pressure field kick at the end of the game. Now, how pressure field is it when the stadium is all but empty at that point? I mean, the game's on the line.
Yep. I think it's pretty pressure filled, because if you miss a kick after missing the extra point, they're bringing somebody in, right?
Yeah, there's a pressure on the individual in particular. So I was disappointed he missed the extra point. I'm glad he made the kicks. You know, I still will stand by. I think he's only going to get better, because he's really just scratching the surface on what he can be as a place kicker.
After he missed the extra point, he hit 3 field goals and another extra point. So, look, you'd rather he be perfect, but he came through, because I think for him, every kick after that was pressure filled. It gets multiplied once you miss one kick. One kick isn't going to prompt them. One missed kick isn't going to prompt them to sign another kicker. Two probably would. Kang, am I wrong on that? Do you think if he missed another kick, we'd be hearing about a kicker brought in today?
Quite possibly. I'm shocked that they hadn't brought one in, but I guess that just speaks to their confidence level in him, or maybe that's just a way to give him confidence too. Like, hey, this is your job to lose, man. We believe in you. No one else is coming in here, right?
Yeah. And the leg strength isn't in question.
No, sir.
And as much as we want him to prove that he is consistent, consistency is proven over time. It's not actually proven over 2 preseason games and a bunch of practices. It's proven over probably months. And, you know, what he's done in practice has not had him sign another kicker. And maybe we'll hear about a kicker being brought in this week. But it doesn't look like it. There was a quote in The Athletic. I'll see if I can find it. From the Fipper, Dave Fipp, the...
special teams coach?
Yeah. Maybe I didn't print it up. It was something along the lines of when they were asked, did you not sign another kicker because you have faith in Jake Bates, or because there aren't enough kickers out there? You're waiting for another kicker to become available. None of the free agents impress you.
Solid question.
And his response was basically, we love Jake Bates. I'm going to go see if I can find the exact quote, because I thought it was kind of telling. Other than that, special teams really have been kind of a mess. And I don't know how seriously we should worry about that, because, you know, you would have to think that there are guys on special teams that aren't going to be on this team. But there was a hold on one return. Jalen Calhoun fumbled a kickoff. Isaiah Williams fumbled a punt return. They gave up a huge punt return in the third quarter. Sky Moore had that huge kickoff return out to the 47. And then on a positive, Jack Fox did hit a booming punt, I should say. And a boom.
Is it when it goes plus 70 yards, it's called a boom?
I guess.
A kaboom.
He hit a nuke. How about that? And Isaiah Williams had a 22-yard punt return. But there have been a lot of mistakes in coverage and on returns.
I'm not terribly concerned with the kick stuff, because I think that's for everybody, it's a work in progress. People are trying to get used to the new kickoff rules, and that's part of it. And if, you know, Calhoun's going to fumble something, Calhoun's not going to be on this team. So doesn't really concern me. Williams with the punt, when he dropped the punt. That's a little concerning. But then again, is he going to be returning kicks if he makes the team? It's Khalif Raymond. But can he fill in if he has to? The fact that his two punt returns went like 19 and 20 yards respectively, that's impressive to me. He's got some shake. Getting the ball ripped out of your hands, that's okay. That's going to happen, and that's something he's going to have to work on. But I think Isaiah Williams has done enough in the first 2 weeks where he belongs on this roster. I think he absolutely belongs on this roster. As a fourth receiver, will the fifth receiver, will it be from outside the organization? Will it be DPJ or somebody that's got more size? And Darius Fountain, we've heard all this great talk about Darius Fountain in training camp, and yet in two preseason games, it hasn't really been there. Caden Davis had a nice play and got open for some other plays too. You know, he's a little bit of size there.
Well, that was our next question, is what is happening at the receiver position? And you can get some reads into that. We'll get into that a little bit more in depth at 12:33. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.